afternoon. We appreciate your grace. Thank you for the way you helped us in the morning to fellowship around your word, to get our souls by your grace refreshed again. We thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the patience of your children, Lord, to be here again at this hour. Thank you, O God, for every instrument you have made use of to make this meeting what it should be. Thank you so much, O dear Father, for we know that you are here again with us tonight. Lord, we are asking for grace. We are asking for strength. We are asking for inspiration. We are asking, O Lord, that you fill the temple of our hearts. Pray, Lord Jesus, speak to us once more, Lord. Oh God, bless us mightily. Take me out of the sin, Lord. Make me a blessing to your people, that you will be glorified here, the Lord. Forgive us of our wrongs. Show us mercy, Lord, as we come through the blood. Bless the reading of your word. Manifest your glory. Jesus Christ, holy name, we ask and pray. Amen. Let's read the scripture before we get seated. The Lord bless you. Welcome you again to the house of God tonight or this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Sorry. And we're going to read just a verse. Verse 7. Just verse 7. Before we get seated. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. You may please be seated. Read again Hebrews chapter 11. Read from verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he would not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that it pleased God. May the Lord have his blessings to these portions of his word this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. Sorry, my mouth is used to tonight. Hallelujah, but this afternoon here now. Sorry, there's a question here. I always get scared of questions, especially if it's not in my pocket. Because I may not know the answer, but because I don't just want to cause anything that will bring unnecessary tension or say something that is not in line with the thoughts of the prophet. But thank God, this is, to me, is an observation that the person who asked the question was following what I was saying. And I'll do the best I can just to let you understand my thought of expression. You say, you said, we are not preaching what Paul preached. But the prophet said, I preach what Paul preached. Could you please explain what you mean in the light of the message? And I said, God bless you, sir. I said, amen. I want to appreciate you, a brother or sister who had asked this question. I didn't want to say it that way, but I didn't just have enough words that I can use at the moment. And I know if I make it this way, the way it's quoted here, possibly somebody may not understand me. And I also call your attention to it, what I wanted to say, so that it will not sound strange or sacrilegious. The fact I want to establish is that each age has its message, and has its messenger. But the original pattern that all the messengers of all the ages preached was laid by Paul. But that does not mean that the subsequent messengers did not have their message. I'm sure we are familiar with that.
Not only but Abraham, all other messengers who also say, I preach, walk or preach. Because Paul laid the foundation. And he said nobody should lay another one. But it was an original Pentecostal foundation that was laid. But each age has its own message, unique message. And each age has its own messenger. I don't know if I'll read that because I feel that your time is too short. But I have about plenty of them here. Just have your time. Type in case if somebody who is not familiar with the trend which I was going, you can find time, get a table. Thank God the message is not for the priest alone. It's for everybody. And it's everywhere. It's in the air. Nobody can say anything of his own. Just type each age has, and you will see plenty of quotes and read some of them. Just for you to know that each message, each messenger has his message. The message End Time Evangelism, paragraph 63, Barabbas said, each age has had his message and his messenger. Although through the times, every age has packed his message with a messenger. God, in every dispensation, has sent for someone anointed with the Holy Spirit to bring forth his message for that age, every time. It has never changed. And Brother Abraham didn't just come to repeat what Paul has preached. He has something that, you know, he was talking somewhere when he was talking about what Paul was saying, the vision he saw. I don't know whether it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 or 2 Corinthians. He said Paul was saying that it doesn't matter whether we're in the body or out of the body. And then Brother Abraham made us understand clearly what he saw. But if you read what Paul saw, it could not, maybe God didn't permit it, so that it will be kept for another age. Amen and amen. Many other things I can show you from the Bible. Permit me to say this, please don't be angry with me. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious or trying to prove any point. I just want you to know that we have a message for this day. Hallelujah. You permit me to say what I want to say. And just take me as your brother. In the teachings of Brother Paul, excess drinking was what he was against. Is that your Bible? Excess drinking. In fact, apart from ministers, even officers were not stopped from drinking. It may sound sacrilegious, but it's in your Bible, and it's in my Bible. But in this age, we don't believe in drinking. Whether you are a preacher or you are not a preacher, we have a Nazarite vow. We don't drink. Well, I can see that some of us are. Let's read the scripture. Maybe we are all students of the Bible. God bless you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just make some statement to make you curious so that you want to study more. Not really to be trying to be different. But they are there in your Bible, and they are there in my Bible too. Which one will I start from? Okay. Let's go to I read something like that when I came last time, if you remember. Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1, it's talking about the qualification or qualifications of a bishop. Right. It says, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. Verse 3, among other qualifications, not given to wine. That's for a bishop. Verse 8. Are you there? Likewise, must the deacons, he's talking about deacons now, be grave, not double tongue, not giving to what? It's in your Bible. Not giving too much, meaning you can take a little. I'm sorry. Don't take me as being rascal. I'm not trying to. I just want you to see that each age has its message. But in this age, we don't drink at all. We don't smoke. My mom said, you're asking me, is it good to smoke? Is there any Bible that says it? He said, don't ask me that nonsense question. Foolish question. Hallelujah. But it's in your Bible. It's not only Timothy that was told. Timothy was a bishop. But Paul asking, because of the amen that he had, that I can take a little. Does it mean that God is not powerful to heal him? No. God allowed him for a purpose. In this age, we don't drink. But here, he's talking about deacons, so not just a church member, not double tongue, not giving to much wine. Much. Well, this English. Much is the opposite of what? Little. I hope you are following. But Brother Abraham did not come with that. No ground for you to drink. Just go and buy a drink and start drinking and said, and because of Paul told Timothy, and because he said the king can just not take it too much, and then you are drinking it. In this message, we don't. Hallelujah. So each age has its message. Each age had its message and messenger, the same evening messenger. God has sent to that. Even in the church ages, we find out that each one had a messenger, and each one left their message, and another one coming, and that one went out, and another one coming, and down the seven church age, each star, each angel of the church, each messenger, they have their own message. They are all preaching from the complete revelation of Jesus Christ, which is the Bible. But there is a portion, there is an allotment. The prophet used the language also. There's an allotment for each age. That's what makes us different from Lutheran age. That's what makes us different from Western age. We have our message. Hallelujah. What he has given to us is what God wants us to have. There are still some people in this message that they are too, I don't know where I use that language. They are too much in holding with the Holy Bible until even marriage ordinance, they have their own. I'm sure you are aware. There are people that don't use this marriage ordinance that we use. They form their own. They will bring the first minister who will make declaration. They will bring another person that will make the blessing. Then when they finish, all the ministers will bless the wedding. But in this message, we have one officiating minister. Not two, not three. One for every wedding. I'm just trying to let you know what we have. Let me read the last one, just to clear what I'm saying. Unfailing words of promise. Unfailing words of promise. 64. All that means is from 63. Abraham said, if you do, then you punctuate every word of this Bible with an amen. Everything the Bible says, because it is Christ, and you are a part of Christ, and the Holy Spirit revealing this truth. Each age has had his allotment of words to be fulfilled. God always sends a prophet. The word comes to the prophet. The written word, the designer of the thoughts of the heart. Do you always notice? The prophet, being that he knows that he was a prophet is because that the word of God designed the thought that is in the heart. Hallelujah. What am I bringing forth? Each age has its own message. So, but Paul brought a pattern that all the messengers that follow, they approximate to. But Bible says they will not even get to the level of that man. But they all approximated to what he had. Hallelujah. That's what the prophet said.
I don't want to leave any thoughts.
But sister, you are correct. What the prophet said,
you are very correct.
The saints all applauded and said, we are resting on that. And of course, he preached what Paul preached. But he preached what the messenger of his age was meant to preach. But God made him to lay a foundation. Ephesians church age. May not read long on that. Now, don't get led astray here. Don't get led astray here. When I said that God and his ways never change, I did not say that the church and his messengers could not change. The church isn't God, so she can change. What I said was that because of the unchanging God, with unchanging ways, we can go back to the beginning and see the first and the perfect act of God, and then judge by that standard. That is how it is done. The true church will always try to be like the original at the Pentecost. The true church of today will try to approximate. That LA first one. And the messengers to the churches, having the same Spirit of God in them, we try to approximate the Apostle Paul. So he laid a standard, God used him mightily, and all others were following that standard. We believe that if somebody repents, he should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. If a woman cannot be a preacher, no matter how much you claim that she was called, she can't be a preacher. None of them can differentiate from that. But there are some things that are meant only for this age. Only for this age. Some people don't even believe in 30 minutes. This is silent 30 minutes. They don't believe it. Because they said it's not in the Bible. Is it written in the Bible? It's not written in the Bible. But the messenger of this age brought it. He saw it somewhere. And the Holy Ghost approved of it. And he brought it to the church. And it became our standard. There are many things that I don't want to go into. That we do. That people will take you up. Why will you think 30 minutes? Why should it be 30 minutes? Within 30 minutes, you say you are sent. Well, can you order the Holy Ghost? I was saying something like that in the morning. You can't order the Holy Ghost. But how can you say you can't order the Holy Ghost when the Holy Ghost is the one that wrote the word? So the Holy Ghost put in the prophet all these things, set the church in order for this age. Other ages may not know anything about it, but for us, it becomes our standard. And that's why anything we want to do, any action we want to take, want to consult what the prophet said.
Hallelujah. The Lord bless you richly.
Well, Rabbi said, in trying to answer one question, another one may pop up. But when we close, if you see God satisfied, just feel free. I'm not against what the prophet said. I want it 100%. But I want you to know that
it is not just repeating what Paul preached.
We have message for this day.
Hallelujah. We have message for this day.
Perfectly for this day.
And just from today, be watching. And you will see your ministers, we dish them out. You will see them that they are for this age and this age alone. The Lord bless you.
The time is gone.
I don't know. We just stop revealing the reason why people cannot walk with God. We just go on that. I thought we could go more on that. Maybe talk about the characteristics of those that walk with God. But I'm a timekeeper, and I will try the best I can. I know that people have been waiting since morning, and I wouldn't just want to keep you beyond time. Your body system is already being programmed. And if I go beyond that, naturally your body will begin to react. It's not because you don't know what I'm saying, but your body will begin to react. So by the grace of God, just give me the next 35 minutes, and then God helping me to punch it, I'll punch it. But some of us don't wake up on time.
Hallelujah.
The reason why people cannot walk with God, there are many reasons. We'll just pick a few of them.
You cannot walk with God and be afraid. Anybody that's afraid cannot walk with God.
God has always been saying it all the way from Old Testament.
When he was to deal with Joshua, he reminded him, you must be what? Courageous.
Don't be afraid.
Even when he was calling a little young man, like the prophet Jeremiah,
he said, don't look at their faces.
Hallelujah.
I called you, I made you a prophet, even before you are born, right in your mother's womb.
Why?
You cannot walk with God and be afraid.
Don't be afraid of nothing.
Nothing will happen to you.
But I want to give us the assurance that always gives me comfort.
He said, until God is done with me, the world cannot take my life.
So why should I be afraid?
Not only that,
don't be afraid to take God at his word.
You have found out God said it about this matter, about this situation. Just take it and believe it and keep on repeating it, keep on saying it, keep on believing it, keep on accepting it.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid. God,
I told you in the morning,
it is not possible for God to fail.
It's not possible.
I'm not saying it to encourage you alone.
I'm telling you nothing but the truth.
When a man begins to look for alternatives to solve his problem outside of the world,
it's a sign of being afraid.
If you are not afraid, what God has given is sufficient enough.
He can take you on through.
God was with Joshua, and God is still with us today.
Hallelujah.
If you want to work with God, get away from fear.
Cast it away from you.
Don't be afraid at all.
No matter what comes, no matter what goes,
God will never leave you.
He said, I will not leave you.
I will not forsake you.
I will supply all your need according to my riches in glory.
Don't be afraid.
All God said, just hold it.
I said in the morning, it's not that you will not see failure.
Failure will be coming like this.
But you will not take failure.
You take what God says.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I have said this some time ago.
You know, when we married, doctors did all they could do. We were not having child.
Maybe I have said it last time I came.
But let me just dip a little bit of it.
Don't be afraid to take God's word.
If you go to doctor,
and I love doctors.
They are doing the best.
They are like servants of God.
They are doing the best they can.
We have nothing against doctors.
But doctors, when they give you from their book,
and it's contrary to this book,
take what God says and leave what doctor says.
Don't be afraid.
Say you don't have a child because your sperm count is low.
God can give you a child even when you don't have a sperm.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm not trying to just sack your brain.
I'm telling you the truth.
I have proven it.
I have tested it. And it works.
And even that work for me, it will work for you.
If doctors get what can help you,
go ahead and take it.
In fact, I'm a crusader of those that believe that if you are sick,
go and see doctor.
Go and know the cause of your problem.
Hallelujah.
They accuse Brother Abraham.
They say he's a divine healer.
He is this.
And then when his children are sick, He takes them to where? To doctor. Brabham said, every sensible father will do that. He said, but when doctors fail, what do? You take it higher. But many a times, I pity our pockets. May our pockets be born again in the name of Jesus Christ. You know I say that? That's the truth. Sometimes when we are sick, we'll come to church, we'll present requests. They will anoint us because we don't have money to see doctor. When the thing gets higher, they will go and see the things. That they have to go and see doctor. I don't have money. Doctor will tell them, let me dig in some crosses and put your head together and then they will give you money. Why don't you start from that way first? Why you are saying there's nothing wrong? Go and see doctor. God allowed them to have breakthroughs. Abraham was thanking God for them to have, was praying for them to have a breakthrough in cancer. Because he knows what they are doing. But Abraham was, he has directed people that are sick, somebody that was sick, to go and see a doctor for operation. There's nothing wrong about that. But you go higher, you come low. That's not the principle of the world. In working with God, that's why I pray that God will baptize our pockets. That will do the right thing. Amen. Amen. I see doctor. Doctor, I don't know the way I'm thinking, the way my body is feeling. They check you, they tell you what is wrong with your body. But when they tell you there's no solution, come on, doctor, I appreciate what you have said. We have seen people, they say they have hepatitis B, and they didn't take anything, and they were healed. We have seen people that said they have this and have that, even cancer, and go heal them. There's nothing too hard for God to do. When you want to walk with God, you must have absolute confidence. Absolute confidence means you are not thinking of alternative move. What God said is where you are standing. So don't be afraid. To walk with God, you will not be afraid. Don't be afraid that you will be excommunicated. That's another side of fear. But Abraham was talking to, he was saying somewhere in the message, he said, a man came to him, and the man said, our pastor, before he came, he said, if our pastor did not drink sociable drink, we will excommunicate him. But Abraham says, thank God, I am not your pastor. Because I will not drink sociable drink. Maybe you are familiar with it. People are afraid because they will not be pampered in the back, because they will not be respected, or because they will be excommunicated. Look, stay and take God's word and walk with Him. In the message page of Abraham, paragraph 44, 59, 04, 15E. Abraham was saying, he said, oh, a fellow told me not long ago, he said, if our pastor didn't take a little sociable drink with him, we were excommunicating from the church. I said, it is a good thing. I am not your pastor. No wonder we can't walk with God. Once you are afraid of what people will say, you will never walk with God. My father will say this. My mother will say this. I was saying in the morning, my mother was a Muslim. She died. My father was a Muslim till they died. It's not that they died when I was a young man. They died when I was mature. My father died 2006. 3 years later, 2009, my mother died. So it's not, and I was brought up in a village. I'm a village boy. Hallelujah. And this message I'm preaching here, I preach the same in the village. Somebody sent somebody, for some time I don't go home. Then somebody was trying to accuse me and said, Pastor Jia is afraid of witches and wizards. I said, which witches and wizards? I don't look at them that they exist. Because my level of operation is not than what their level of operation. If they are not afraid, why are they looking for nights? Why do they come in? They will face ourselves. It's because they are afraid. Yeah. You are not afraid. You are looking for me. I arrived the village. You wait in night. Now you are a coward. If you are not a coward, come out. Then we'll test the strength. You test our strength. Yes.
He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Not about the truth.
I said, well, the pastor doesn't understand. I started preaching this message right in the village. So why? And I wasn't afraid. Is it now that I'll be afraid?
With the grace of God to swallow this message and eat and eat and eat.
And the Bible said, Joel said, and my people shall not be what?
Ashamed. You are ashamed of the gospel because you have not eaten enough.
You have eaten enough. Why should you be afraid? Afraid or ashamed of what? Afraid of ashamed of who?
What is he going to say?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what we will. Don't be afraid of what people will say. Make sure you take what God says. Hallelujah. But Abraham said, that is the reason why people cannot walk with God. Because they are afraid of being excommunicated. Because for a time, you can never walk with God unless you know God. If you don't know God, you can't walk. Anybody you don't know very well, you cannot walk well with him. You have to understand the person you are walking with. When you get to understand of the person you are walking with, now, like myself, I have tested God, I have proven it, and I come to a conclusion that God cannot fail.
It's not possible.
How? Which way?
Is it afraid of people? Or is it limited?
God is not limited.
He can use any human being to solve your problem.
He can use even your enemy
to solve your problem if he wants to.
Are they the one that created themselves?
Somebody created them. And you can make use of them the way you want. Hallelujah.
You got to know him. The Bible says to know him is life. Life eternal.
If you don't know him,
you will not have absolute confidence to be able to walk with him.
Moses knew God.
He met him at the master of desert. And he knew as a young and a young, ever present God from the rock, or water from the rock.
He was with God, God was with him,
and that is the pattern God is using today, from generation to generation. You have to know God. If you don't know God, you cannot walk with God.
It's not possible to walk with him.
Disciples, Jesus Christ asked the disciples one time,
I said, who say, yeah, that
The son of man.
Some say you are this. Some say you are that. What they were saying was not contrary to the word, but it was not expressing personal revelation.
He was not a prophet, of course, but nobody said God is going to raise him.
That a prophet like unto himself.
So if they are lacking you to be a prophet, it's not that they were wrong.
But that was not the revelation that was required for that day to be able to take a stand with him.
And the servants have said that. He said, what about you? What do you say I am?
And Peter answered,
why? What was he saying? That he had the revelation of who you are.
So to be able to walk with God, you must have the knowledge, the understanding, the revelation of whom God is.
If you don't have the revelation of whom God is, you cannot walk with God.
It's one of the reasons why we cannot walk with God.
Abraham knew God at Jehovah Jireh, and he was not afraid. Even when everywhere was dry, even when things were rough, he knew that he was certainly supplied.
Everything that has an indoor.
I don't care how many dry land you might find yourself.
I don't care how many tough situations might be around you.
If you have got the revelation who he is, you will take him by his word and you will supply your needs.
Hallelujah.
He said, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice.
And as long as you are in line of duty,
he will still provide for your needs.
But you got to know who he is.
For you not to be spoken out of realities of God's word, you must know him.
People can speak you out of reality if you don't have the revelation.
How many people have come to this message? Today they are not in the message.
Here we came in, there were so many young men that also came. that we believe the message.
Ah, we have seen the truth.
In fact, there is nothing better than this. One small thing was one that pushed me away.
I said, maybe I said it here before.
What was that small thing?
All of us, we are men.
Young men, not married. No single unmarried sister.
And the message said, a believer must believe, a genuine believer
that believes something like himself,
exactly like himself.
1 year, no sister. 2 years, no sister. 3 years, no.
The guests don't want to believe,
but they want us to marry them.
And we cannot devalue the message to satisfy people.
We remain the way it was, and we stood by it.
How our lives will come, I don't know, but I know he that made me male and female.
So why should I be afraid? Some of these boys now
have two or three wives.
They are seeing elders in the churches.
Hallelujah.
You cannot walk with God unless you know Him.
If you don't know Him, you can't walk with Him.
Hallelujah.
There's no way you can walk with Him.
Because you won't have absolute confidence.
When you are walking with that official authority,
haphazardly, you can't walk with God.
Don't walk haphazardly. Be sure of what you are doing. Be sure of what is leading you.
When you want to take a decision,
be sure that you consult God.
Don't be hasty about it.
Ask God His leadership.
He may not speak to you mouth to ear,
like prophets or mouth to mouth.
But you will find a way to guide you and lead you.
The Bible said the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord.
So if you talk to God and say, God, I want your grace to lead me over this matter, I don't know how to go.
He will guide you.
He will lead you.
He will find a way either by preaching on the word or by inspiration or by anointing.
Something will come to you that will give you absolute confidence.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's what is expected of us.
Don't walk without official authority.
Brahman said, you venture without authority.
Don't venture without authority.
When you are sure of what you are doing,
even when you meet obstacles,
you will remain there.
For the fact that God is leading you does not mean that there are no obstacles.
There will still be obstacles.
There will still be trials.
There will still be challenges.
But the father, oh, God was one that said, I should marry this girl.
He's one that said, I should marry this sister.
Does not mean that there are no challenges.
There are the challenges.
Hallelujah.
You may have this,
you look for that. It's not forthcoming.
But Bob said, that is where your love will be tested for one another.
And that's where many people fail.
Because they feel that once I'm in the will of God, everything will be fine.
But Abraham said, any preacher that tells you, any man that tells you, that when you come to become a believer, there will be no problem.
Shalom,
no more problem.
He says, either the person is lying to you, deceiving you, or he doesn't have experience.
Because there will be challenges.
But one thing sure,
he will hold you.
You know, sometimes I read some of these stories of the past and how people went through some difficulties of time and they find themselves walking alone.
They are not alone.
Don't ever think you are alone.
God is always with you.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it will be as if you are alone.
Sometimes it will be as if God is no more answering prayers.
But let me tell you, God is still answering prayers.
His silence is an answer.
Maybe I want you to learn more patience.
Maybe I want you to wait for him.
When you are waiting, just keep on doing what you know how to do to serve God.
Hallelujah.
That's what waiters do.
Just keep on doing what you are, God has called you to do.
While you are doing that,
God is doing something.
Oh, I love one brother. I used to tell me when he wants to encourage me.
God said, when we begin to pray, God begin to answer.
And that's the truth.
As you begin to pray, God begin to answer.
So don't ever think that you can make it if you are not walking by the authority of God's word.
When you walk without
authority, you are walking haphazardly, and you will not get to, you may be frustrated along the way. But I'm calling it presuming. We don't presume. Don't presume. Be sure of what you are doing. Robert said in the message, why in a million? He said, the time and the hour that we are living. If a person don't know which way to go, what to do, how to talk, you are not walking by faith anymore. You are just guessing. Presuming, you are presuming. And presume is to advance without official authority. So if we haven't got the real official authority to know what God said will take place in this hour, hallelujah, you are, how are we ever going to face this hour?
We get to a point.
It has happened in this scripture. We also get to the same point where we say,
even now, come Lord Jesus.
But Abraham said, sometimes when I say it, people get worried. But you don't need to worry. But Abraham said, things will not get better. Whether it's too hard for you to swallow, or you are angry at it, you will come to it. It will not get better. I was saying that, you say, Mama Buhari, you don't do well. I said, the one that will come will be calling to come back. I said, no, God forbid, God forbid. It's not my portion. It's not my portion. I'm not a politician. Now, how is it? How is it? One liter of oil is how much? Or maybe it's cheap here. It will not get better. Walk with God. He's the only one that can comfort you. He's the only one that can lead you. We get to a point, we will raise our hand. Even now, come Lord Jesus. Whether you want it or you don't like it, we will get there. Because our Lord must come. That's the only answer to our problems.
No other way.
How much do you have now that you say you have money? How much? And thank God your salary has not increased. Some of us have had our salary earners. But what our salary to buy that time cannot even buy it now. And you are thinking, oh, if it or be will come, it will be good. May God bring you. The word of God can never fail. It's not only on the aspect of being positive. It cannot fail even on the other side that we call negative side of the life, of this life. It can fail. Rabbi said to get to a point that the money they will use to print money will be more higher in value than the money they printed. Is there the message? Today is it not so? How much do you use to print what you say that is fake, that we call the new currency? How much? Google it. It's everywhere. The only solution to our problem, if you don't know it now, is to walk with God.
Just walk with God.
When you walk with God, God will walk with you. When you walk with God, He will hold your hands. He will walk, He will hold you, He will take you on His shoulder
when you cannot walk. One thing sure is that He will never leave you.
As long as you are a child, He will never leave you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We must be sure what we are doing. When we are walking with God, the Bible said, we should not be haphazard about it.
Don't be haphazard. Don't just jump into this and jump into that without knowing what you are doing.
Walking with God, you must Be sure of what you are doing. Hallelujah. You cannot be a deceiver and a crafty person and walk with God. But Abraham was told by the angel of God. He said, he told him two things. One, he said, you must be sincere. If you are not sincere, the second one cannot happen. Make people to believe you. People can only believe me if I'm sincere. Once people know that you are not sincere, you cannot make them to believe you. They will never, even if they believe you once in life, they will disbelieve you along the line. So the first thing, we must be sincere. Sincere with one another. If I'm not sincere with you, I cannot be sincere with God. Even when I say I'm sincere with God, it's a lie. Because human beings, like I can see, brothers and sisters, I can see, I'm not sincere. Today, you hardly can get a job. Do a, set up an office now. Put bread in there. Sorry, I'm not trying to indict anybody. And I'm not saying anybody is doing that here. But it's happening. Let a brother open a shop now. Put a brother there, thinking that, oh, glory be to God. The brother will finish it. And when the brother, one of the shop wants to talk, he will get annoyed. We are not sincere with one another. If I'm not then tomorrow, if the brother opens another one and he brings one believer, he says, he's not a believer. Then you are a believer. You are the one that is a believer. If a brother cannot be trusted, I'm not telling you stories, I'm telling you what I've experienced. Not once, not twice. You finish it. How can you walk with God? You are not sincere with human beings. And you want to be sincere with God.
What kind of sincerity is that?
Hallelujah. Can't be trusted. What? Instead of you to make the business to grow, you already investing in from day one. Why you begin to invest at the time of planting? What are you going to come up with? You come up with nothing. You just want to put the brother into indebtedness. I'm not telling you stories. I'm telling you what I have experienced. Brethren, that you say, oh, I put my own brother there. That I can go, I can travel and close my eyes, I can sleep and throw away my two legs. You will finish it. I come and give you quotes. You should be your brother's. Don't you know I'm passing through trial? You cannot walk with God when you are not sincere. You have to be sincere with human beings. You have to be sincere with God. Before you make them to believe you, it's common. Your business is not automated. Well, you say it because it's a brother in the church. Sorry is your name. But if it's automated, perhaps that may help you a little. People don't know the danger behind their actions. You think the brother cannot take you to police station? The brother cannot do anything. It's your brother. And you think God will just sit down and be clapping hands for you? When the repercussion will come? Do you know it's a cost to see somebody's property? It's a cost. Not that the person will cost you. It's already what? A cost. Cost is in the house of teeth. It's my brother. They can't take you to the police station. They can't take you to anywhere. And then you feel you can just do anything you want to do. Ah, yes, we'll go and say, Pastor, say, Father, forgive me. What will Pastor say? Will Pastor say, should take you to the police station? He can't say that. Because of the contract, you can't. He cannot be wrong, and you are wrong also. The only thing you do is say, well, I leave everything for God. And that is more dangerous. It's dangerous than to take you to police station. It's more dangerous than to take you to court. If you want to walk with God, be sincere. Let people know that you are sincere.
Hallelujah.
If you have problem, let the brother know. Don't take us into your hands. Every organization has rules and regulations. You can't break it and remain faithful. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go that way. But it came and I have to drop it. Maybe one evil spirit is being abated already. Amen. Or somebody is being comforted. Because these things are happening. They're happening here and there. I'm not saying it's happening here. And nobody has told me that it's happening here. But as it came, I have to drop it. You must be sincere. We must be sincere with one another.
Hallelujah.
You have to be sincere with one another. If you are not sincere with human being, how can you be sincere with God? Oh, I love God, I love God. And you don't love human being that you can see. If you are deceptive, if you are crafty, you cannot walk with God. You cannot. One of the reasons why people cannot walk with God is because they are walking with wrong people. When you walk with wrong person, you cannot walk with God. When you walk with wrong group, you cannot walk with God. Because they can only give you what they have. You can't give what you don't have. Walk with right people. Associate with right people. Hallelujah. But Abraham said, when I see your associate, I will be able to tell the spirit that is governing your life. See our children today, messing up, going with gangs that are not supposed to be seen. Living all kind of wicked life. They know what the message says, but they will not just live that kind of message life. And they say they are message deliver. May God be merciful to us. When you are too conscious about your life, what life will be like, what tomorrow will be like, what next year will be like, you cannot walk with God. You can't walk with God. Those that walk with God, they don't care about where they are even going. Abraham that we read about. When God called him, did he tell him where he was going? Therefore, follow me, I will show you where to go. And he followed without questioning. And we are children of Abraham. We are seed of Abraham. And if we are, then the qualities of Abraham will be seen, not because Christ is in us. That's what makes us Christians. I mean, was the seed of Abraham. It's because we have the faith of Jesus Christ in us. And when we have the faith of Jesus Christ, we will be like Abraham. The Bible says, he staggered not. I don't know if you ever think of that one. He staggered not through unbelief. Once unbelief is in you, you will begin to stagger. And when you begin to stagger, you begin to deviate from the word of God. Those that will walk with God, they don't care how their tomorrow will be, because they know that God will take care of tomorrow. I don't know tomorrow. You don't know tomorrow. But we are in the hand of the man who knows tomorrow and throughout eternity. That we don't have to worry about anything, because he will surely take care of us. Abraham said, Simon, led by the Holy Spirit, here he comes, not knowing where he is going. Men, we who walk with God don't care where they are going in the message expectation. As long as they are following the Holy Spirit,
you don't care.
I don't know how tomorrow will be. That's why you say, asking unnecessary things, going to unnecessary places. Because they want to know tomorrow. Okay, if you know tomorrow, what does that do to you? What would that give you? Going to Anabalist or going to a white garment church to know about tomorrow, what would it give you? How do you know what that person is telling you is the truth? How do you know it? Is there anybody that goes to Anabalist or the Anabalist will not get something to tell the person? I've not seen one. He will tell you something. With all their follies everywhere, how do you do that? Hallelujah. You don't need to care about where you are going. Just be sure that the one that says you walk with him is with you.
What's it with you? He will keep you. He will hold you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to walk alone.
If it gets to a point where you have to walk alone, walk alone. God will raise men and women that will accept what you believe to be the truth.
Yes. Don't need to bother if I let talk about Abraham.
With this kind of gospel you are preaching, you are going to preach with the post. Another one said, this kind of gospel you are preaching is going to ruin your ministry. But it didn't ruin his ministry. Was he preaching only to the poor?
As long as God sends his word, there will be people that will accept that word.
There will be people that will accept it. No matter how tall, how hard, how rough it is, there are people that will believe it. There are people that will stand for it. There are people that will not compromise.
If it takes you to walk alone, walk alone. If you are in school and it takes you to walk alone, walk alone.
If you are in a place of work that you have to walk alone, walk alone.
But why are you putting yourself?
How many are we on the face of the earth? We are told about 8 billion.
So out of 8 billion, you won't get anybody that will walk with you.
If there is none of them that can walk with you, God will walk with you.
It's nothing to worry about. Just make sure you are walking right and walking with God.
And you have to come out sometime and stand alone if you ever walk with God.
In the message, divine love and suffering, if you have to walk with God alone, walk alone.
God will certainly raise men and women that will support you.
But if I walk alone, his pastor said that, come and dedicate a woman to be a preacher.
He said, oh, sorry, with all respect, I like what I bring.
See, I'm still praying that God will help me.
But about, even when he departs with somebody, he will not say it with the mindset of rubbishing that person.
He will not.
He said, well, with all respect, Dr. Davis, you know, I didn't know that you believe in woman preacher.
I can't do that.
He said, well, you may have to bring your certificate.
He said, well, you can have it.
And being that he did not have education of this life like Dr. Davis had,
he with his own canary brain,
he said, I give you some time.
You can't continue.
What are you going to preach?
English, you know, sir.
Seminary, you know, go.
And then you say you want to start a church.
How are you going to start?
How is he going to listen to you?
Even where they bought to build the church, they say it's returned to the garage.
Brother, walk alone.
But it got to a point that Brother Abraham had to go and be hiding from people.
Because people were too many around him.
Many letters in a day. Many invitations in a day. Until the seals were opened.
When the message of this day was dropped,
majority left him.
1,000 letters dropped to 75.
Hallelujah.
When a man stands with the true word,
you cannot have multitude to walk with you.
But the host of heaven will walk with you.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of whatever you want to say, just walk, even if you are going to walk alone. I don't see left and right, I don't see anybody
walking with you. Know that God is walking with you.
He's with you.
Abraham walked with God alone. And he was somewhere in his journey.
He walked alone.
Hallelujah.
Even his own brother got to a point where he had to separate.
If the separation is on the basis of the world, not on the carnal things of this life,
that say, oh no, because I don't want to relate to him. They are village people and they are witches, they are wizards. I cannot relate to him. Where is your love? Where is your love? Hallelujah. We have weapons of war. And our weapon of war, we read the money. Our defense is what? The war. As long as your ways please the Lord, He will make your enemies to be what? At peace with you. That's what the scripture says. The devil cannot penetrate your life or do anything unless you give him chance. Rabban said, the reason why some people cannot be used is because they hang about. I don't know what this one is going to say because of what this person will say, because of this. Anybody that wants to say anything should say it. He has a mouth to talk. No, just make sure that you are right with God and you are walking with God. Walk with God when nobody walks with you. Walk with God. Hallelujah. At all times. No matter what comes, when there's no food at home, walk with God. When there's trouble everywhere, walk with God. Don't be conscious of failure. Don't be conscious that, oh, I'm going to fail. How will you fail? When the Almighty God is in you, and let me tell you, even if you fail, rise up again and move on. Don't be afraid of mistakes. Those that are afraid of mistakes cannot walk with God. Brother told me when I was coming out to the ministry, he said, God told him that he will not make mistakes. I said, brother, then you will not work for God. So God told him that he will not make mistakes. He will not preach anything wrong. I said, he will not preach anything at all. If we talk to ourselves in corner, is there any of us here that have not preached something wrong? Including myself. Where? Papa is here. Is there any of us that have not preached something wrong? Well, do we stay there? No. When we see something better, we drop this one and move on. Because it's God leading us. We are not the one leading God. That's the truth. You have been preaching many years before I came into the business. But there's no doubt that I've preached something that, even if it's once, that was wrong. We are not afraid of failure. We are not the one keeping ourselves. Why would I be afraid of failure? Why would I be afraid of mistakes? As long as you are a human being, you will make mistakes. Because you are a Christian, you will not make mistakes. You will make mistakes. But when you make mistakes, when you see the reality, rise up and move on. If you want you to stay here and say, church, forgive me, come here and do it. If it's to call somebody and say, brother, please forgive me, do it and move on. God is not mindful of that. Anything you have made right, God will not even remember it again. Is that what the prophet said? You will not remember it. You are the one that is going through yourself. Some people cannot even forgive themselves. They are still worried. I'm going to close. There's one bed that I think we all call it Johnny Crow. Hallelujah. It was disturbing a farmer's crop or something. And the farmer made up his mind and we're going to deal with that bed. He set a trap. Along the line, the bed fell into the trap. And when the man got there, he said, I've been telling you, every now and then you're coming here to destroy my mind. Now I've caught you. Maybe along the line, he started pitching the bed. And he said, well, I'm going to forgive you for the last time. You must never come here again. When you set you free, was talking to the bed like talking to a fellow human being. Then he removed the trap. When he removed the trap, the bed refused to go. I'll set you free. Go! Some people are like that. Even when God has forgiven them, they have not forgiven themselves. And if you don't forgive yourself, you can never be forgiven. But Abraham said, a pardon is not a pardon until the person that is pardoned accepts the pardon. Let's put it this way. But Abraham said, you are 14 years old. You did something wrong. You come to the altar. You are familiar with that quote.
They give you food to eat. You are praying for forgiveness. You are 90 years old. You still remain there.
He said, if you die, you will go to where?
Hell.
You will go to hell straight. He has already forgiven you. It is you to accept it.
Is he coming to die for you again?
He has paid the price. No matter what you have done, no matter your failure, don't remain there. Rise up and say, God, here I am.
His hands are still wide open to receive you.
But Abraham said, as long as somebody is still breathing, there is still what? Hope.
But if you can't forgive yourself, that guilty conscience will not allow you to have freedom. Oh, I did this, I did that. I wish I didn't do it. Oh, you are just feeling sorry for yourself, which is fine. But after that, will you continue like that?
You will never have peace.
When you continue to live in guilt, you will never have peace.
And peace is what you are supposed to enjoy. Peace that passes all understanding.
If you want to walk with God,
don't be afraid.
If you want to walk with God, hallelujah, be sure of what you are talking about. If you want to walk with God,
make sure you stand by His word.
And you can walk with God. We are already walking with God. Let's continue to walk with God. We'll continue to walk with Him
till He comes. And He will surely be here.
Some people say He has come.
Some people are preaching that He has already come.
Rapture has taken place.
This one has taken place.
That one has taken place.
Spiritually, you are correct. But physically, you are not.
Hallelujah.
Spiritually, it's already a finished work. But they are still going to the physical Jesus to come to take the physical bride.
It's a promise.
Let's listen for the message. It will not be respected. Don't think, no matter what you come on, you bring it to a level that even Pentecostals will say, don't ever think they will respect this message. They are not part of it. And if they are not part of it, they cannot respect it. So don't try to lay down the bar. But as long as you lay down the bar, the goat will come in and the sheep will walk out. Hallelujah. No matter what comes, hold the hand to bar the wall. Hold it.
It can never fail.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to take God as His word.
Don't be afraid to walk with God.
It pays to serve Jesus.
It pays to walk with this message. You will lose nothing that you will not gain back.
When you lose parent, you will get parent.
If you lose wife, you will get wife. If you lose brother, you will get brothers. Hundreds.
Is that what Jesus Christ said? But it doesn't involve participation.
God bless you.
I just came to greet you.
And God bless your heart.
I will pray.
Our Father and our God, we can't thank you enough, Lord, for the grace of dying upon our lives. We are not even good people, but you made us good. Because you are the only one that is good.
And you changed our lives to walk in this narrow way.
The prophet that you sent to us walked in a narrow way, took a decision that people would never appreciate. Very hard way.
But there's going to be a larger portion for him.
Almighty God, here we are, still walking. Give us the grace to walk and walk right.
As husbands, we want to walk right.
As wives, we want to walk right.
As preachers, we want to walk right.
Help us, Lord. All that we have a need of has been given to us.
Help us to walk the area, O God.
Help us to do thy will, O God. As officers, as ladies, as every one of us here this evening, Lord.
Oh God,
what would it be having known this truth and we are not accepting it in our hearts? What would it do to us having walked this far and now our eyes are looking backward? Oh God, help us, help our young people
to walk right with you, Lord.
We are living in an age Lord, which if your grace is not made sufficient. Oh God. Apostle was talking about the Pentecostals. He said, so many years. He said, if I don't have 15 years, Pentecostals are still living. He said, there'll be worse than God. Today we are seeing it. Oh God. You have admonition through your servant the prophet. That we should not let him down. Say, don't let me down. He has given us all that we have at need of. It was a big sacrifice for your servant to walk with God. Help us as individual to walk right with you, oh God. Oh my God and my Savior. Give us a clean heart. The heart that you had when you were young on earth. That you are forgiving even those that not ask for forgiveness. Talk less of somebody that says, oh God, forgive me. We should keep malice. We should keep grudges. And we say, we are eagles. It cannot be Lord. But we can't help ourselves. You are the only one that can help us, dear Father. And we have come before you. Send help from above. Bless, O God, our old Papa here. Give him more grace to serve your purpose, Lord. Let him enjoy good old age, oh dear Father. Frustrate the work of the enemy, Lord. Oh God, strengthen him, oh Father. Take away every manipulation of the enemy, Lord. Help the associates and other ministers, oh God, Father. Give them the grace, oh God, Father, to continue to hold them to your word, oh Master. Grant it is our prayer. Bless everyone here this night. Bless everyone, the member of this church that is not here tonight, and entirely the blood of Christ. Give us the grace, oh Father, to walk with you, Lord. Each day, Father, Jehovah God, may we not look right or left, may we look straight and be focused. Grant it, everlasting Father. The revelation it takes, oh God, to walk with you, give it to us, dear Father. We need you, Lord. Grant us our prayer. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask and pray. Go to God's unchanging hand.
bless you. You could be seated for 1 minute. We thank the Lord for the services of the day. And we thank God for making a way for our pastor. I think, like I said, he took note of because the other time he came in, gave so many excuses here and there, but he said that he has changed now. So we told him that we have canceled all the day for giving every whatever, only like what Jesus said, to sin no more. I think God has made a way for him for another time. And I think we enjoy him. And I want to believe that the person that wrote the question is satisfied with the answer. In case you still want more explanation, can ask. You know, the message of our day is very difficult to preach it to denominations because you get a point you cannot go further. Because they go by what is written down here, but there are a lot of things beyond what is written. Rapport only said that if you defy this body, say God will destroy it. But when the angel came down in this our generation, he took Abraham. Don't smoke, don't drink, and don't defile yourself with women. These three things bring defilement. You cannot find don't smoke in the Bible. Is it there? So just because this is the peak of the ages, we are in the high age, the eagle age. And the ministry of the prophet is the one that tie all the loose ends. So everything that is made as mistake down the ages is corrected in this age. We have a perfect and complete revelation on the entire scripture. We know what is past, we know what is present, we know what is future. May the Lord continue to be our help. God bless you richly. I want to thank you for coming and the slightest opportunity that you have around this place, you are welcome again. After all, now from here you carry your wife. And from here you carry her. From that night to now, how many times have you come back? You say what? It's countable. So, and we believe you also have sisters in your place too. But this is not only one way. Is it? Because, like, if you come here, I don't know whether it's you that come and look at the ground or whatever. Because if you are the one that come look at the ground, because you cannot know which one is free, which one is not free. Okay. So we also used to come visit your place too, and look at the place also. God bless you. Yeah, we are grateful to God for the entire day. We enjoy the services. We trust that the Lord will continue to help us further. And we want to ask the pastor, our visiting pastor, to take our greetings back to the church. It will from here be proceeding to Ilone after the program here in Abadi. Because this week is the minister's meeting. When we see you, so use secretary in the minister's meeting, he used to be the secretary, while the pastor used to be the chairman. So here is the chairman and the secretary sitting together. We enjoy them before we have some amendment again to all those positions. Because, you know, like the minister is saying, as our people read the quote more, it will come with a question. Is there chairman? You know? Is there a chairman, whatever, who look at it, okay, the prophet used senior elder, okay, then they change that of the pastor then to senior elder. So that's how the deal will be happening. Then I think himself being that he already identified that very one, he did not even go and sit down there. He just asked a question. That. So with the question, so every day, we are making progress. Then we are making progress. So, and when the prophet used to say, I pray was proper, he actually used to talk about certain things we Christians don't accept. Women preacher, water baptism, Godhead, the position of women, and so on and so forth. Which those ones, denominations don't take them, not to talk of other departments. But it's meant, as we have had today, it's meant for those who are ordained and predestinated to it. May God help us to be sincere. Like the prophet, God told him to be sincere. He also got to a point that God told him to be more sincere. So, those of us that are sincere, may God help us to be more sincere. Those who are not sincere, may God help them to be sincere. God bless you. Our next physical gathering will be, so doctor, God bless you for coming also. We enjoy your, she used to see her more often here than the husband when she comes to Badal. God bless you, Sister Funke. She's not doctor. Like I said, I will see whether it's possible for me also to be a doctor. And if it is not possible, I can just say I'm a doctor. Have you? There was a time people are calling their brother Cornelius doctor. If he goes to Benin, they call him doctor. And you know himself, the way he stands. God bless you. God be with you all till we meet again. May the grace of God go with our visiting minister and the wife. Grant them journey mercies. May God's protection be upon them. May the Lord grant all his desires. Amen with all their needs. God bless you richly. Shall we rise upon our feet? Let's live by faith. 24, I think.
Today was a mortal man. He shall cause us.